You're listening to SBS News. This week, the United Nations released another dire report about global warming, calling for the elimination of coal-fired power to try to prevent global temperature rises surpassing 1.5 degrees Celsius. It was perhaps the focal point of a week in Canberra that hinted of rising temperatures to come in federal politics. Scientists from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warned that current government commitments under the Paris Climate Agreement would still leave the world on track for about 3 degrees of warming. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison maintained Australia is satisfied with meeting its targets under the agreement.
Look, we'll look at the report carefully. The government, Australia, has its commitments. They're set down 26% by 2030. We'll meet those commitments, just like we've met Kyoto 1 and we'll meet Kyoto 2. We have our policies and plans in place to achieve that, whether it's the small or the large-scale RED or the various other measures we have in place. We'll look at this report. It was only a year ago the same report said that the mix of policies Australia had was right on the money.
As the week progressed, leaks from a review into religious freedoms generated debate over when some forms of discrimination should be lawful. By week's end, Fairfax Media had managed to publish all of what are reportedly 20 recommendations from the review by former Liberal Minister Philip Ruddock. One recommendation urges the government to amend the Racial Discrimination Act or create a new Religious Discrimination Act to protect people of faith from discrimination. That could lead to religious schools rejecting gay students and teachers. Similar exemptions exist in state discrimination laws. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek says Labor has no plans to change any of the existing religious exemptions, but would not accept new restrictions.
Look, it's not Labor's plan to reduce any of the existing exemptions, but any expansion of the right to discriminate is certainly something we're not contemplating.
As the week unfolded, the Australian Federal Police raided the Department of Home Affairs in Canberra over undisclosed leaks of information. The raid followed a series of leaks from the department over Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton's use of his ministerial powers to grant au pairs tourist visas in two cases in 2015. And finally, Labor confirmed this week it will back government plans to fast-track tax cuts for small to medium-sized businesses. Under the government plan, companies with a turnover of less than $50 million a year would be given tax relief, paying a tax rate of 25% by 2021-22. Opposition finance spokesman Chris Bowen says Labor wants to ensure small business is protected.
Labor has considered the government's proposal and will match the government's tax proposals, but will do so in a more fiscally responsible way than the government. The government may be prepared to throw budget responsibility to the winds, but Bill Shorten and Labor are not.
But the Greens oppose tax relief. Greens leader Richard Di Natale told Sky News the tax cuts would not help smaller players as much as the government claims, and the cuts are based on a failed economic theory.
What we need to do is get away from this notion that somehow cutting taxes for outfits with a turnover of $50 million is anything other than a huge handout to businesses that don't need it. Trickle-down economics has failed. The era of simply expecting people to benefit from giving huge tax cuts to large businesses and corporations, those days are gone. We know that we've seen wage stagnation now for more than a decade. We're seeing inequality worsen. And what we need to do is to ensure that every cent that's directed, those many millions of dollars, close to $30 billion, that would be the effect of this huge tax cut, be invested in our schools, in our hospitals, in infrastructure, in the foundations of a decent society.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.